In this bulletin, the British Parliament votes to request a delay to Brexit. Students across Australia to take time off from school to rally for climate change action. And in the NRL, the Melbourne Storm has defeated the Brisbane Broncos in the opening game of the NRL season. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. UK MPs have voted by 412 to 202 for Prime Minister Theresa May to ask the EU for a delay to Brexit. It means the UK may now not leave on the 29th of March as previously planned. Any delay has to be agreed to by the 27 other EU member states. UK opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn has told Parliament Theresa May's Brexit deal is not viable and his party has a better proposal.
And I also reiterate our support for a public vote, not as political point scoring, but as a realistic option to break the deadlock.
Regardless of how Britain leaves the EU, Australia's Trade, Tourism and Investment Minister, Simon Birmingham, says trade relations between the Commonwealth nations will remain strong.
We, of course, will continue to stay close to the UK in terms of what unfolds. We stand ready to initiate free trade agreement negotiations with the UK the moment they leave the EU, and we already have those FTA negotiations in place with the EU.
Tens of thousands of Australian students are expected to take time out of school today to put pressure on the government to take real action on climate change. The students are calling for a stop to the Adani coal mine, a ban on new coal or gas exploration, and a switch to 100% renewable energy by 2030. Sydney student protest organiser, 15-year-old Vivian Paduch, says young people are tired of the government not thinking about the future of the environment.
We know that climate change is the biggest issue of today, the biggest issue that my generation will face, and nothing is being done and nothing tangible is being done. All this government has done so far is offer up a recycled policy.
It's the second nationwide rally about climate change organised by Australian students in the last 4 months. The grounded Boeing 737 MAX planes are likely to stay out of the skies until the end of May, while a software update is tested and installed in all the aircraft. The Federal Aviation Administration in the United States says the software update Boeing has been working on will take months to complete. Investigators in France now have the flight data and cockpit voice recorders from the Ethiopian Airlines plane that crashed on the weekend. The Bureau of Inquiry and Analysis for Civil Aviation Safety will now try to extract the readings from the black boxes, which could take several days to complete. Russia and Tunisia are the latest countries to ban the 737 MAX from their airspace. China's Huawei has pleaded not guilty to a 13-count indictment filed in a New York federal court against the company. The world's largest telecommunications equipment maker has been charged with bank and wire fraud, violating sanctions against Iran and obstructing justice. It comes after the arrest in December of the company's chief financial officer on charges in the indictment. She's fighting extradition and says she's innocent of the charges. France has sent four ships to try to limit the damage from an oil spill. About 2,200 tonnes of fuel has reportedly spilled into the ocean after an Italian ship caught fire and capsized during a trip from Hamburg to Casablanca. An oil slick 10 kilometres long and 1 kilometre wide is expected to reach Brittany in northwest France later this week. And in the NRL, the Melbourne Storm has defeated the Brisbane Broncos 22-12 in the opening round match of the National Rugby League season at Amy Park. Heading into the match, the Storm hadn't lost an opening round game in 16 years under coach Craig Bellamy, a record they get to hold on to. Well, now today's weather: Perth sunny and 31, Adelaide similar 27, Melbourne mostly sunny 23 degrees, Hobart partly cloudy and 21, Canberra partly cloudy 26, Wollongong showers 21, Sydney showers and becoming windy 24, Newcastle showers and 25, Brisbane showers and a possible storm 31, Cairns a possible shower 32, and Darwin a possible shower or storm and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.